okay, I'm going to tread on tread in waters that some people are going like, what? But let me get through it anyway. Revelation. And then the music comes in your mind. Dun, dun, dun. All right, the books and the videos. I just can't bring myself to call them films. It would show a level of artistic and theological respect for them that really isn't there. But the books and the videos that attempt to interpret the book of Revelation as this horror story, for anyone who isn't in the Jesus Club, get it wrong. The books may offer compelling fiction, and they do. When you read the books, they're compelling. The movies, they're kind of just poorly acted religious schlock, but they get it wrong. Revelation isn't a... First, it's not a book to be taken to interpret all of the events of now or the events of the future and say, this is the way things are going to turn out. It's an angry book. It's written by someone who is angry to a people who are angry at being oppressed. It's angry at Nero. It's angry at the people who are being the oppressors. And it actually... It talks about the comeuppance coming for those who are oppressors. So it's an angry book. And it doesn't work really well with the whole two rules of love God and love everyone when you read this, because it's such an angry book. But at the end of the book, after all of the anger, after all of the comeuppance coming, the heart of the book is revealed. Revelation 21, 1 through 6. It's a story that's filled with hope. And really, the book of the book of Revelation was written to a people who were oppressed to give them hope in whatever way the author thought was possible. Listen to what is described in Revelation 21, 1 through 6. You've got a new heaven and a new earth. New. You've got no scary sea. Look, the sea... Nowadays, we look at the sea as a place to, you know, take ships and everything, but think Deadliest Catch type sea, or think the Perfect Storm type sea. The sea was a dastardly place to the people who would have been reading the book of Revelation, to the people of the Bible time. It was scary. And so when there's no sea, it means the unknown, the dastardly, the nasty, the scary is gone. No scary sea. God with us, it says. Tears wiped away. No more death, no more mourning, crying, or pain. All things being new. Trustworthy and true words of God. It says, God was and is and will be the beginning and the end. And then refreshing, free, life-giving water. That's the message of the book of Revelation, ultimately. And Revelation is, it's a coded and creepy and angry and really strange book. But ultimately, its purpose is to provide hope for the people who thought things were hopeless. To the writer of Revelation, it was hopeless. To the readers who were reading Revelation, life was hopeless. Do you remember how we read everything in the Bible through the lenses? The love God and love everyone lens, and then also the sort of meta-narrative. What the whole message of the Bible is God creates, we mess up. God redeems, we mess up. God forgives, we mess up. God recreates, we mess up. It's tough to read anything in the Bible that tells the folks getting their comeuppance. There, I've said it, what, three times? I just like that word today, comeuppance. It's fun. Getting your comeuppance, or other dastardly things happening to those who would be enemies of God. It's there. Book of Revelation is there. The anger, the creepy factor, the comeuppance coming, it's there and it bothers me and I can't just throw it out. I do keep asking, though, how have people messed up and how is God redeeming? And Revelation 21 tells the answer to that. We've messed up. God is redeeming with a new heaven and a new earth. No scary sea. God with us. Tears wiped away. No more death, mourning, crying, or pain. all things new. Trustworthy and true words of God. God was, God is, God will be the beginning and the end. Refreshing, free, life-giving water. And we, Christ's church, we get to share the hope and restoration of these verses, of really the book of Revelation when you look at it as a whole as to what it is culminating in. We get to share that hope and that restoration with everyone. That's our job. Let me share with you some ideas of hope and restoration as expressed by this year's confirmation class. They wrote these expressions of what God, our Creator, Christ, and the Holy Spirit are like. Very real. Made all people equal. Love. Makes life possible. Changes the way of life. The perfect role model. Has much love for humanity. Cleans our souls. Read that and it's like, helps us follow Jesus' footsteps in doing good. Helps us when we don't even know it. Never hates us. Will always be in our hearts. Redeems us when we mess up. Guides us. Surrounds us. Inspires us to do good and loves us through anything we do. That's what God is like. That's the experience of this year's confirmation class. Their experience, at least writing down maybe what words, you know, they wanted me to hear, right? No, but I hope that it's the words, that it's the feelings that you feel when you think about God. God who is real. God who is love. God who loves us through anything we do. Congregation, how would you like to share that kind of love, that kind of hope, that kind of restoration with everyone? It can be inspiring to hear words like that. Can you share with people that God is love? That God cleans our souls, that God never hates us. God guides us, surrounds us, helps us to follow Jesus' footsteps in doing good. May we all share the love, hope, and restoration that we have in God, who makes all things new, who is trustworthy and true, who was and is and will be enough. Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Amen.